Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Brad Gober. Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit.
And welcome to our first edition of our High School Football Locker Room Chats in 2022. Brad Gober joining us, the coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, getting set for another year after a runner-up finish at state last year. You do have 8 starters back on offense, 6 on defense, but did lose some key players, guys like your tight end and D.N. Shrine Bowler, Brennan Walker, quarterback Owen Eilert, running back Tate Cadle, Braden Burks, Cameron Conkle, just to name some of the guys that are gone, but still a good core of guys back, and I'm sure we'll chat about that as we go on. But as far as replacing those guys, how are you doing as far as practices are concerned so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's been, you know, every team's so different, you know. It's not, you know, every year is different, and it's one of those things with, you know, your team is, you know, you've got to find, you know, pieces and move pieces around every year to kind of fit what that group is, you know. And, you know, losing out on Walker and Burks and, you know, Conkle and even Gage, you know, at center, you know, that's a challenge, and Owen as well. But when you start looking at, you know, our makeup of our team, you know, we got some good pieces back. The guys that started a lot of games, Parker, you know, wasn't a starter last year, but he started every, you know, defense and then started a couple games in O-line and played every single game on the offensive line for multiple plays and sometimes multiple series. And so we got a lot of guys back, but I look up the youth out there, you know, and you know, we talk about the youth, you know, you're going to have some guys that are playing their first varsity game on Friday. You know, you've got Demetrius Dunnigan playing his first varsity game. Riley Hilton, Brody Litton will be playing their first varsity game. Eli Johnson will be playing their first varsity game. J.J. Sloan, first varsity game. Okay, and so, like, we got some youth out there, you know, at spots on offense and defense. But, you know, offensively, I think we're in a pretty good spot. And we got enough guys that are coming back that are going to help those young guys learn on the go. And it should be a fun season.
Yeah, you got Grady Seifert, Brody Widrig, you know, Wesley Adolph on the line. And then Benson Barrett back at running back for you after rushing for over 1,800 yards and 25 touchdowns a season ago. How does that help your base for your offense as you get set for this year?
Yeah, you know, whenever you have guys like that back, you know, you got those core players back, and then Wesley and Parker, and then you got Logan Arrowsmith back there. I mean, we got guys that have played a lot of football, played in state championship games, played in semifinals, and have experience. And so, when you have those kinds of guys back, you know, it helps that transition for those young guys a lot.
Before we preview Ellsworth in the second part of this interview here, you talk about, you know, you made it to the state championship last year, have made a couple deep runs in the playoffs. As you look at your team this year stacking up in 2A, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got a good squad. You know, the thing that I'll say is that, you know, we've got experience. We're young in a lot of spots, you know, on O&D. And it's going to take a couple games and a couple weeks there for those young guys to kind of get their feet wet and get a feel for what varsity football is. And, you know, I think that, you know, we're going to be perfectly fine. I think it's going to be a really fun season, you know, a season where, you know, if we stay healthy and do things right, that we can make another run at the whole thing again. But, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time for our young guys to get a feel for what varsity football is. Like I said, it's a different kind of speed than practice, and we got our feet wet a little bit last week at the Jamboree, you know, against two really good teams. You know, I'd be willing to say Sebesta is a top one or two team on the east side. Wouldn't be shocked if they're playing in the state title game this year, them or Nemrod Central on the east side. And, you know, so getting a chance to play quality, Marysville playing quality opponents really helped our young guys. So really excited for the season. I think that we can, you know, make a run and do everything we've been doing the last couple of years. You know, but we just got to continue to get better every single day with our young guys.
Talking with Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll preview the Ellsworth season opener coming up Friday night here on the Locker Room Chats.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Back on the Locker Room Chats, Katy Country 94. Brad Gober still with us, coach of the Blue and Trojan football team. Coach getting sent to start the season with Ellsworth Friday night. They were just 2-7 last year, but they do have nine starters back on offense, 10 guys overall that have starting experience, and clearly quarterback Will Cravens is really what you'll be looking at most likely, throwing for over 1,100 yards and 13 touchdowns last season. When you look first at this Ellsworth offense and see what they have, what stands out the most?
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team, and they've got, a lot of guys back. You know, Coach Homko, he gets his guys to play hard, and they know what they're doing. They know what they're reading on defense, and they were just young. I mean, you look at their roster, I mean, they pretty much started, you know, for the most part, all sophomores last year. Well, all those sophomores are now juniors, and so, they're going to be an experienced team, you know, where our sophomores and our juniors have not played a game before. They have played a year, sometimes 2 years of football already. And so there's a big difference between, you know, playing 9 or 18 games and a junior has not played a game yet. And so, you know, they got a good squad, and they're going to be, you know, a team that, I think is going to surprise a lot of people this year, you know, with some of the athletes they have and especially having that quarterback. You know, he's a good player, and he's athletic, and he can throw the ball really well, and they got some receivers to catch the ball, and they're a lot bigger up front than they were the last couple of years. And so, you know, they've got a good team, and it'll be interesting to see kind of, how their season progresses. But it wouldn't shock me right now if they're a playoff team at all.
With 10 starters back on defense as well, Loden West had 67 tackles last year for him to lead them, and he's back too. What do they typically do defensively, and do you foresee a more physical group this year?
Yeah, I mean, they're base units to 4-4. You know, against us, they played a little different. They played some 5-man front, some 4-man front to try and take away some things we were doing. And, Coach Homko will scheme us up pretty well. He always does. And, they're going to be a physical group with some good size and good linebackers. And, you know, they're going to know what they're looking at, know what they're reading. And so just a matter of we've got to be able to be physical and move them off the ball. And, if we do that, you know, we're going to be perfectly fine. But they're going to make it tough. Because they've got a good football squad.
Brad Gober, the coach of the Blue White Trojans, here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for joining us, and best of luck in the opener on Friday night against Ellsworth.
Sounds good, thanks.
And you can catch that game on the online video stream at ncksports.com on the Blue White Trojan channel, Friday night, Beloit at Ellsworth. Wade Gerstner on the call.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. Our Wednesday Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Steve Tiernan. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. And a reminder to catch the Football Express every Friday night at 5:40 as we get you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all of the night's football matchups. The Osborne Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and by Nextech.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 as we're joined now by Steve Tiernan, the head coach of the Osborne football team, getting set to start the 2022 season. Coach, last year you went 6-3. You did lose a couple all-stars from your team, and Mason Schur and Dayton Lance would be the ones that really stood out the most for you. Did have other seniors on the group as well, but you do come back with your starting quarterback, Doak Guttery, and Nathan Goheen back, Sam Kindig as well, and Connor Schur, who missed a lot of last year with an injury, is back for you. So what are some of the things that you've seen so far as you're opening out practices and filling new roles?
Oh, you know, you see a lot of things. Probably one thing that really stands out is that first week of practice. Like I said, I can't say we're going to win any games or lose any games, but you can tell these guys really like football. I mean, they get after it. It was hot. It was actually kind of miserable the last couple weeks, but it didn't bother them. They get out there and they get after it, and you know, they play hard and they kind of play for each other. I just think we bond well as a team. And I guess, like you said about last year, there's never a good thing about injuries, but if there is ever a good thing, is a lot of these guys had to play last year due to we got banged up pretty good as the season went last year, that hopefully that kind of carries over this year. But, yeah, they so far so good. We had a very good couple of weeks of practice.
How much does it help to have Connor back in the lineup? We talk so much about his speed and what he maybe could bring to the table offensively, but you guys sure missed him on defense last year, didn't you?
Yep, I would say probably more so on defense. I'm not sure that he not to slight any of our other guys, but I think he maybe was our best defensive player last year, and then to have him for 2.5 games, that sure didn't help. But as I said, that stuff happens. Football's a collision sport, and you know, injuries happen. But the good thing, if there is a good thing, he is back and seems to be 100%. I mean, he's going as hard as he ever has. And then other guys had to step in when he was gone. So, and we've got them back. So hopefully, like I said earlier, hopefully that carries over.
You had a chance to kind of see what you had in a little gym resetting there at Victoria last week. How'd that go for you, and what were some of the things you took away from it?
So it kind of went like I thought it might. I told our guys all week, not as a threat, but I said, boys, a lot of things are going to shake out in this jamboree, because, yes, we're doing good against each other, but we go against somebody else to see how we do. And as a bunch of young guys, they pretty much were, like I said, like I thought it would go. They were very timid right off the bat. But by the end of it, they played pretty well. So, yeah, I think that did us a lot of good. Nobody got hurt, so that was even better.
We're talking with Steve Chernin, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the Locker Room Chat. When we come back, we'll go through the season opener and preview that coming up here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
The better your seed, the better your harvest. The cleaned and treated seed that you buy from Midway Co-op puts more money in your pocket at harvest time. Midway has 2 state-of-the-art cleaning and treatment centers in Lebanon and Portis. We prescribe and treat the wheat and soybean seed that best complement your current soil conditions. Get the proven germination advantage over bin run seed, your best way forward. Call us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
346-5451, Osborne.
Lay the groundwork for more harvesting capacity when you order a new John Deere combine during Landmark Implement's early order program. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time to upgrade. Get the very latest harvesting equipment and technology that fit your operations needs, then get it ordered. You can get your new John Deere combine built just the way you want. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavik, CPAs. Here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Cybersecurity, managed IT, infrastructure. Nextech has the technology solutions your business has been waiting for. We've provided expert IT services for more than 20 years to local people just like you. And because we're local too, we understand your technology needs today, tomorrow, and whatever comes next. Visit nextech.com/business today and let our IT team be your IT team. Nextech, the best in the IT business.
Back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, we're still with Steve Tiernan, the head coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, opening the season Thursday night against Hill City. It's a team that you've become familiar with over the past few seasons. They went 10-2 last year and had a really good finish to their season before bowing out there in the semis of the state playoffs in Division One. They have 4 returning starters on both sides, and really quarterback Aiden Amrine is leading the push there. They have a running back in Caleb Atkins that had a great season last year, and a very good linebacker, Connor Denkel, coming back defensively. Just some of the highlights of who they have returning. From what you remember from Hill City, from those kids, as well as what they have, what are your expectations on Thursday night in the opener?
Well, I'm sure, as you kind of just summed up, they're going to be very good. And really, there's no better test. I mean, 2 weeks of beating on each other, 2.5 weeks of beating on each other to go play a team that is going to be good. You just hope that, you know, if it doesn't go our way, that our heads don't get down. But hopefully we do well enough that it's something to learn by and make switches if we need to make switches. But I do think that Hill City is going to be pretty good.
One of the things that I've noticed when I do the Hill City Osborne game, or whenever I see Hill City on film or anything like that, is they're usually a team that's fairly physical and wants to run the football. You see that with this group again?
Yep, I would say so. I mean, the last 2 years, they're down linemen. They're front four, basically, because they play a two-man front, but basically they have four down linemen because their outside backers are, they just come screaming in there. They out-physicaled us really bad the last couple of years, and I do know they lost a couple of those guys, but like I said, kind of in Hill City's mantra, I think they just always reload at that position, and so, yeah, we're going to have to be ready to go.
You've been doing this for a long time as a head coach in football in the state of Kansas. So year to year, are there different things that you look for from your team in the season opener, or is it pretty much a set thing that you want to try to focus on and get better from?
So basically, I mean, we always try to coach to our strengths. You know, I mean, if we're fast, we'll give it to the fast guy. If we're big, we'll run right at you. If we can throw the ball, we'll throw the ball. But basically just try to coach to our strengths. And so far, I mean, I do see quite a few strengths. I mean, I think we're throwing the ball better. We're catching the ball better. We, like I say, fortunately and unfortunately from the injuries, we have a lot of guys back that got thrown into action not last year, not necessarily because they were ready, but because they had to. And you can just kind of see that. You can see that everybody's taking a step forward, with only having one freshman out, which is bad for down the road, but this year, I mean, it just kind of makes the whole thing run smoother because the one freshman, he's pretty good. And, you know, you don't have that group that doesn't have a clue what they're doing. Everybody seems pretty much like they're on the same page and getting after it pretty well.
Steve Tunin, the coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we'll look forward to chatting with you about Bulldog football all season. Best of luck as you open out the season.
All right, thank you.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
Cybersecurity, managed IT, infrastructure. Nextech has the technology solutions your business has been waiting for. We've provided expert IT services for more than 20 years to local people just like you. And because we're local too, we understand your technology needs today, tomorrow, and whatever comes next. Visit nextech.com/business today and let our IT team be your IT team. Nextech, the best in the IT business.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Lay the groundwork for more harvesting capacity when you order a new John Deere combine during Landmark Implement's early order program. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time to upgrade. Get the very latest harvesting equipment and technology that fit your operations needs, then get it ordered. You can get your new John Deere combine built just the way you want. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference.
The better your seed, the better your harvest. The cleaned and treated seed that you buy from Midway Co-op puts more money in your pocket at harvest time. Midway has two state-of-the-art cleaning and treatment centers in Lebanon and Portis. We prescribe and treat the wheat and soybean seed that best complement your current soil conditions. Get the proven germination advantage over bin-run seed, your best way forward. Call us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
346-5451, Osborne.
We continue our Wednesday night locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Darren Sass. Don't forget to catch the KD Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. And for the latest local sports information, visit ncksports.com. The Smith Center Redmen Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com, brought to you each and every week by Landmark Implement and by Nextech.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Darren Sass with us, the coach of the Smith Center Redmen, getting set for the 2022 season. Coach, last year a 9-2 finish, a heartbreaking way to end your season there at Sedgwick in the playoffs, and I'm sure your kids have bounced back and maybe using that as motivation as you come into this season. You did lose your quarterback Nathan Yeager and running back Jake Kirkhoff, who provided a lot for you, but Bentley Montgomery in the backfield and defensive backfield, Luke Franklin, Eli Franklin all back for you, and Jake Sass is back as well after missing all of last year with an injury. So a good group coming back. When you've seen them so far here early in practices, what's standing out the most about this team?
Yeah, you know, we do have a lot of guys with experience back, and you mentioned several of them. the kids have been pretty motivated. I've been pretty happy with our off season, with our conditioning. Like I said, it was a tough loss, but you know, that was a great team that beat us, and mm-hmm. and you know, that's going to happen sometimes. But yeah, they've practiced well and have been working hard, and couldn't ask much more out of them.
When you look at your offense specifically, with, like I said, Nathan Yeager gone at quarterback, and I know he wasn't a guy that, you know, lit it up as far as his numbers were concerned in the passing game, but he's a steady force for you there leading the team. How do you go about replacing that, and how's that looking so far for you?
Yeah, anytime. You know, it's always nice to have a quarterback returning, and I've been fortunate over the years to have a lot of two-year starters. But we got Tarik Kelch stepping in there this year. Hasn't had a lot of game reps, but at quarterback, he's played defense for us, so he's been on the field, and so yeah, we've been happy with him in practice. You know, he's really stepped up to be a leader for this team, and so yeah, we're just asking him to execute our offense for us, and he's been doing that.
You know, you got a lot of those guys that you have back are really guys that I'm always talking about during the wrestling season, too. So you got a lot of probably leaders as far as the mentality is concerned, that bulldog mentality, like the Franklins, and like we talked about with Jake coming back, and Bentley Montgomery's been a solid starter defensively for a few years. How much do you lean on guys like that to help lead this team throughout this year?
Yeah, you know, we're really trying to encourage our guys to be multiple sport athletes, and a lot of them do. You know, they're basketball, wrestling, track, you know, we have a lot of them that do those things, and I think that helps them. Like I say, football is always the first sport of the year, and it's, they learn a lot as they go through basketball and wrestling and track, and they compete, and they learn a little bit more and become a little bit better athlete. So yeah, we look at those kind of things and being involved, and I think that helps a lot of them.
We're talking with Darren Sass, coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll go over the season opener coming up Friday night for Smith Center as they host Phillipsburg. It's all coming up here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Lay the groundwork for more harvesting capacity when you order a new John Deere combine during Landmark Implement's early order program. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time to upgrade. Get the very latest harvesting equipment and technology that fit your operations needs, then get it ordered. You can get your new John Deere combine built just the way you want. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference.
Cybersecurity, managed IT, infrastructure. Nextech has the technology solutions your business has been waiting for. We've provided expert IT services for more than 20 years to local people just like you. And because we're local too, we understand your technology needs today, tomorrow, and whatever comes next. Visit nextech.com/business today and let our IT team be your IT team. Nextech, the best in the IT business.
Back on the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94. Darren Sass still with us, the coach of the Smith Center football team. Coach, open out the season Friday night against Phillipsburg. The Panthers, last year was kind of a struggle for them, a little bit different looking team, and they had so much youth. They finished 3-6 last year, but they do bring back 8 starters on both sides of the ball. Another year in the system there with Coach Biscus and kind of moving forward with that group. I'm sure you're expecting a much different Phillipsburg team this year.
Well, yeah, but, you know, even last year they were physical, and, you know, that's something that a lot of our MCL schools are. So even though they struggled a little bit record-wise, I imagine everybody who played them knew that they were in a game and were in a physical game. And so that's what we expect out of them again this year. And like I say, more experience than what they had last year. So, yeah, we're expecting a typical Phillipsburg team.
What goes into this game as far as a competitive standpoint? I know the kids always like playing Phillipsburg.
Well, you know, it's one of the closest schools that we play, and a lot of the kids know each other, and they compete against each other in other sports. So, you know, I don't know what the kids think as far as that kind of stuff. But, you know, today I know kids are just different. They know each other, it seems like. I don't know if that's social media and all mm-hmm. that. They seem to know each other more than what they did in the past. Yeah, they always seem to turn it up when we play Phillipsburg.
As far as Phillipsburg's concerned with what they do have this year and maybe what you've seen from the past, what's the typical way that they play offensively and some of the things that might concern you there on that side of the ball?
You know, it starts with their defense and how hard they play. And, you know, they're a league school, so we see them every year. So they have kind of a plan for us all the time. And, it turns into a lot of hard hitting in there in the line and us trying to move the ball and them filling gaps. And, you know, offensively, they've done a few different things over the years, but they tend to hang their head on the running game and kind of like we do. And so that's, it ends up being a physical contest.
Darren Sass, coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us here, and best luck as you open the season Friday night against the Panthers.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nextech.
Cybersecurity, managed IT, infrastructure. Nextech has the technology solutions your business has been waiting for. We've provided expert IT services for more than 20 years to local people just like you. And because we're local too, we understand your technology needs today, tomorrow, and whatever comes next. Visit nextech.com/business today and let our IT team be your IT team. Nextech, the best in the IT business.
Lay the groundwork for more harvesting capacity when you order a new John Deere combine during Landmark Implement's early order program. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time to upgrade. Get the very latest harvesting equipment and technology that fit your operations needs, then get it ordered. You can get your new John Deere combine built just the way you want. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday night locker room chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with the Thunder Ridge Longhorns and their head coach, Joel Struckoff. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake football games of the week. And for the latest local sports information, visit ncksports.com. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns Locker Room Chat is sponsored by Nextech, Insurance Smart, with locations in Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray, and by Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
Welcome back here on KD Country 94 on our Locker Room Chat. Joel Struckoff joining us now, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. Coach, getting set for another season. A great year last year where you finished 11-1, fell short there in the semifinals against the eventual state champion, Axtell, but you do have a lot back from that team. Did lose three really physical presences, or two definitely on the line, and Olin Brown and Owen Raby, and also lost Daxon Dunlap, who was a great corner for you defensively for a few years there. But a great group back with the likes of Dylan Bison, Dalton Bison, and Caleb Wagenblast, Jace Randall, just a great group of guys that have really put in a lot of time for your program. As far as moving into this season, how's everything looking so far in the preseason as you get set for 2022?
You know, the preseason's been really good. Like you said, we've got a lot of experience returning, and they've helped the young guys that needed some training, that had to fill some roles. They really helped those young guys out. And just the overall chemistry of having guys that have been there for 3-plus years as starters, whether it's on offense or defense, it just helps everybody else around them as well. So I think good team chemistry this year is really going to help us move along.
Obviously, I think what a coach would want is stability at the quarterback position as well, and Dylan Bice was outstanding for you last year, running and throwing for over 1,000. Just kind of looking at what he brings to the table and the fact that he's been your starting quarterback for a few years now coming in, what does he bring, and how big is it to have a steady leader like that?
You know, it's really good for us because, basically he can run the offense better than I could probably do it myself. He's been in the system so long. And he's just a very good leader with the younger guys that are developing into quarterbacks as well. And so just that, where he's a dual threat, you know, we'd like to always have our quarterback be a dual threat. He's the perfect example of that. And just does a very good job running the show.
What do you see from the group this year when they came back for, like, summer workouts and getting back into the flow of things? Is there a motivation there after the way the season ended last year?
You know, with the way the season ended last year, I think that, you know, one of the things it just was a big motivation. You know, I think that some of the kids were kind of shocked with what happened. But in situations like that, sometimes that's not always a bad thing. It gives you a lot of motivation and puts you in a different perspective of what you need to do to get better. And I think that really drove us this summer to get better. And good attendance all the way around, and it just gave us a little bit more fire.
We're talking with Joel Strukoff, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, here on the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll preview the season opener coming up on Friday night here on Katy Country 94.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Cybersecurity, managed IT, infrastructure. Nextech has the technology solutions your business has been waiting for. We've provided expert IT services for more than 20 years to local people just like you. And because we're local too, we understand your technology needs today, tomorrow, and whatever comes next. Visit nextech.com/business today and let our IT team be your IT team. Nextech, the best in the IT business.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Joel Strukoff, the coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, a little bit different way to open the season. You have Alma, Nebraska coming in on Friday night, and unlike yourself, they've actually got 2 games in already. They started 2 weeks ago, and Alma's 2-0. And just looking at their stats from what I see, looks like they got a quarterback that wants to throw the ball. They've thrown for over 400 yards in the first 2 games and 7 touchdowns. When you look at Alma, what are you seeing on film from their first couple games?
You know, we have actually been and scouted their first 2 games there, and like you said, they really want to throw the ball, move the ball around. They like the outside zones. They really want to be a spread football team, and they've got a very good offense. They can move the ball very well. A little bit different scenery this year. Get a team from Nebraska coming down, so they play a little different style of football than we do. So it'll be interesting. It'll be a good competition, something new for us.
Does it concern you at all going against a team that's already played 2 games, the fact that they kind of have everything down with what they're trying to do, or does it matter as much since you have a veteran team coming back?
You know, I think regardless of if you have a veteran team coming back or not, that those 2 games of just conditioning is a big deal there, and the simple fact of that, and then you're also looking at it as, okay, they've had 2 games to look at their offense, kind of mend things to what they want to do, where we're week one. We might not quite be there yet. So I think, yes, they're at an advantage, but, you know, we prepare the same every week, so we prepare for these guys just like we would anyone else. And but, yeah, I think it's a big deal to be in week 3 for them and, you know, us just starting first week.
As a head coach, now that you're going into your 5th year, is there anything unique that you look at in the first game compared to what you might as the season goes along?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just as – you're going to make a lot of changes from weeks 1 to 3, typically. I mean, as a head coach, I've kind of seen that, and I think that that's one of the things that we excel in, you know. Find what we're doing wrong weeks 1, 2, 3, try to fix that as we get further along in the year. And I feel like we've done a good job of that every year.
Joel Strukoff, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for joining us, and best of luck as you open the season against Alma on Friday.
Thank you, Dusty. Appreciate it.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook, agent, Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, LLC, and Nextech.
Cybersecurity, managed IT, infrastructure. Nextech has the technology solutions your business has been waiting for. We've provided expert IT services for more than 20 years to local people just like you. And because we're local too, we understand your technology needs today, tomorrow, and whatever comes next. Visit nextech.com/business today and let our IT team be your IT team. Nextech, the best in the IT business.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic, Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic, CPAs. Here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to KD Country 94 this Friday evening for the Football Express at 5:40 as we will get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area football matchups in the listening area.